According to Environment Agency figures, 5 million people in the UK live in flood risk areas. I'm one of them. And yet when the waters start blocking roads and lapping at furniture, as they did earlier this month in the south of England, it always seems to come as a total shock. Now, given that this is a regularly occurring natural phenomenon, why aren't we better prepared? Is the problem our limited ability to predict floods, our inability to defend against them, or our stupidity in finding riverside properties so desirable? With me are Professor Ian Cluckey, Director of the Water and Environmental Management Research Centre at the University of Bristol, and Professor Chris Binney, Deputy Chairman of Engineering Consultants Binney, Black and Veatch, and a former President of the Chartered Institute of Water and Environmental Management. I suppose to most people, floods are when there's more water about that can be dealt with in the normal course of things. Is there a more scientific definition?
Not really. It's a rainfall excess that can't be coped by way of free drainage.
I like mine better.
Yes, it sounds better. I think there's a link with, interestingly, the discussion on solitons, because the thing that drives floods is rainfall. Rainfall is distributed widely across a catchment. It's non-linear, the relationship between rainfall and flow. It's slightly random, or stochastic, as we would say. So it's actually a difficult process to model and convert to flow.
So I think what you're actually saying is you're justifying why your job is so hard and you can't predict floods better.
Yes, absolutely.
Does the same go for you?
Yes, I look more at the engineering end of this, and we have computer models which in fact can model rainfall and the runoff into the rivers. And we use those to predict what the future flood levels would be.
So in Cluckey, your area, you're forecasting floods, delivering better warnings. Now, so what's the key data that you actually need? Rainfall, for starters.
Rainfall's the crucial thing, but again, it's where it actually occurs is important. It's a highly distributed process, so if it rains on the steep ground or on top of clay or ground that's already wet, all of these factors will really decide whether there's going to be a very fast, flashy flood in mountainous areas, or whether it's going to contribute to the build-up of a big flood further down the river system.
And what do you do with it? I mean, you get data from lots of rain gauges and presumably what radar as well, and you put it all together, do you?
Yeah, traditionally we take data from rain gauges and river level gauges and flow meters and so on, and telemetry into a central point in our country in the Environment Agency. Increasingly, we're using more sophisticated methods, which involves use of satellites, where they look down on the top of cloud systems. And again, interestingly, we can exploit various bits of the electromagnetic spectrum to do this for us.